This hour of the Aaron Keck Show is presented by Tony Hall & Associates, where they don't just list houses, they sell them. Online at TonyHallAssociates.com.
It's time to get live and local.
Where do you get your inspiration from?
When I was in school down in Chapel Hill.
I'm excited, man.
The music is just amazing.
The Aaron Keck Show continues with local news, sports, ideas, and now all the best local music in town.
Southern culture on the skids.
The Carolina chocolate drops.
The squirrel nut zippers. Mandolin orange.
Sylvan Esso.
Mac and Maura from Superchunk.
This is just the tip of the iceberg.
The music here is as varied as the stores on Franklin Street.
Live and local starts now.
Thank you, Aaron. It's great to meet you.
On 97.9 The Hill.
And it is Monday, which means it's time for another round of Radio Concerts on the Hill, where we throw the spotlight on one artist in particular and let them take it for the entire hour. Excited tonight because the spotlight is on Libby Rodenboe. You may know her from her work with the band Mipso, but she has just released her first solo debut album, and it's called Spectacle of Love. We've got great music from that for you coming up over the course of the hour. We're going to kick things off with the opening track. This is Libby Rodenboe with How Come You Call Me.
From the way that you go.
How Come You Call Me? That's Olivia Rodenboh. Track one off her new debut solo album, Spectacle of Love. Much more from that album coming up throughout the hour as Radio Concerts on the Hill continues on Live and Local. We've got an update on local news for you coming up next after this. It's 6:11.
Hi, I'm Belinda Calloway with University Ford. Under the recent announcements made for Durham County, car dealerships are essential businesses providing you with reliable transportation. We are taking all necessary precautions to keep our facilities safe. Our employees always remain at physical distance, and we thoroughly sanitize the dealership throughout the day. For 34 years, we've continued to grow with this community and the events that help shape it. This crisis will be no different. Thank you for being a part of the University Ford family.
Hello, this is Bill Petty, your play-by-play voice of 97.9 The Hill High School Sports and the stadium voice for Carolina baseball. When I'm not announcing your team, I'm a part of another winning team at All About Insurance, specializing in the Medicare and life insurance field for over 30 years. Call me, 919-883-4753. That's 919-883-4753. All About Insurance and you, the winning game plan for you and your family.
Hi, this is Wendy Thompson with Tony Hall & Associates. Wow, 2020 has not been what anyone expected. I hope everyone is staying safe and has been able to spend extra time with loved ones. Homes continue to be listed and sold every day, many with competing offers and selling for more than asking price. So if a home office or a home in the country sounds more appealing now and you're thinking of buying or selling your home, please call me, Wendy Thompson at Tony Hall & Associates. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
97.9 The Hill has provided Chapel Hill and the surrounding community with news and information since 1953. We're proud to provide you with daily local news, both on the air and online at chapelboro.com. Please consider supporting us by making a financial contribution. Your investment today helps with operations so that 97.9 The Hill and chapelboro.com can continue to serve this community. Please visit chapelboro.com and click the Support Us button or call us at 919-933-4165 for more information.
6:13 is your time. Aaron Keck here with you this afternoon. Catching you up on local news, local leaders are speaking out against racism and police brutality in the wake of last week's murder of George Floyd in Minneapolis and, of course, the protests, both violent and nonviolent, that have swept the country in the aftermath. Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle, and Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver all signed on to a letter, quote, pledging to make every effort within our power to fight systemic racism within our police forces, cities, and this nation. Local law enforcement agencies are also weighing in, including Orange County Sheriff Charles Blackwood, who denounced the police action that led to Floyd's death, saying, quote, it goes against everything I stand for as a person and everything my deputies and I train for as professionals. Durham County Sheriff Clarence Burkhead went further, addressing systemic racism in the justice system as a whole, saying, quote, as I see and hear more about George Floyd, Sandra Bland, Eric Garner, Philando Castile, and others, the realization that we have much more work to do becomes tragically apparent. Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue posted a video on social media earlier today also addressing systemic racism in the justice system. We'll have more on that later this week. UNC officials are also weighing in, including sports coaches and teams. The UNC women's basketball team as a whole released a statement saying, quote, as a team as well as the individuals within it, we will do our part to create a new normal that does not allow racism to affect our institutions or our hearts. Statements also coming denouncing the murder of George Floyd from Mac Brown, the head coach of the Tar Heel football team, and Roy Williams, the head coach of the Tar Heel basketball team. You can read both of those on our website, chapelboro.com, along with another statement from UNC Chancellor Kevin Guskowitz. Even Michael Jordan, who is known for generally not speaking out on political things, is weighing in this week, describing himself as, quote, truly pained and plain angry, and saying, quote, I stand with those who are calling out the ingrained racism and violence toward people of color in our country. We have had enough. In Raleigh, of course, there were clashes between police and protesters over the weekend. Raleigh Mayor Marianne Baldwin says the city will enact a curfew beginning tonight from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m., and that could continue in subsequent days as well. Of course, we're also tracking the impact of COVID-19 in our community and statewide. Flags are at half staff across the state today to honor the more than 100,000 Americans now who have already died from the virus. State officials on Saturday reported another 1,185 new cases. That's a new record high for a single day. Here in Chapel Hill, 29-year-old Dulce Garcia passed away last week after contracting the virus. She was an interpreter for the UNC Medical Center. UNC Health issued a statement saying, quote, Dulce was truly a healthcare hero, known for always having a smile and for her selfless commitment to others, especially patients and coworkers. Our thoughts are with her family as they grieve this terrible loss. Two GoFundMe pages have now been set up for Garcia's family. You can get the links to those on our website, chapelboro.com. In Chapel Hill over the weekend, town officials, police, and local community organizations came together to distribute nearly 6,000 masks and more than 200 face shields to individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits in need. On the state level, Governor Roy Cooper signed an executive order over the weekend establishing a moratorium on evictions for late rent payments and extending an existing moratorium on utility companies cutting off service for non-payment. The eviction issue is a big one, not just nationally and statewide, but locally as well. Orange County government has seen a big increase in requests for housing assistance, and there's now a new local program that will help those in need pay their rent and avoid eviction. 97.9 The Hill's Al Karras with more.
Recently, Orange County government moved to approve the budget for their eviction diversion program. Once officially adopted, this program will help eligible Orange County residents avoid eviction, address substandard housing conditions, and maintain the affordable housing supply. This program comes at a time where the number of requests for emergency housing assistance more than quadrupled in April. At this time, a large majority of requests are coming from low-income residents who have been out of work due to COVID-19 and business closures. The Urban Institute estimates that more than 5,000 Orange County residents lost employment due to COVID-19. Orange County Commissioner Penny Rich said the program will officially be approved on June 2nd, now that some funds have been reallocated.
So that's something that's going to be able to help folks at least stay in their apartments and homes for maybe 1 or 2 months. But we really need to think about how we can fund that moving forward.
As courts prepare to reopen around the county, Rich said that will be another stressor for those facing eviction. The clerk of court's office has seen a dramatic increase in eviction filings and is now adding additional court hearing dates to address those. To combat this, the Orange County Eviction Diversion Program would bring together Legal Aid of North Carolina and pro bono attorneys to represent tenants in court and to act as court mediators, negotiating agreements between tenants and landlords to avoid eviction. For more information on Orange County government and the Eviction Diversion Program, visit orangecountync.gov. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Elle Karras.
One other thing in the news, Carrboro police are investigating a shooting at the Crest at West End apartment complex. That happened around 5:15 on Saturday morning, and it left one man severely injured. The victim was taken to UNC hospitals. No word now on his condition. The suspect is still shooting is still being investigated, and Carrboro police want to hear from you if you have any information. 6:19, your time. Quick update on weather. 76 degrees in Chapel Hill, Carrboro with mostly sunny skies. Lows around 55 tonight with clear skies and then mostly sunny for the next 2 days, but it's going to warm up. Highs in the mid-80s tomorrow, getting up around 90 on Wednesday. Time is 6:19. Up next, more from Libby Rodenbaugh as Live and Local and our radio concerts on the Hill continues. We've got more from her new album, Spectacle of Love, up next after this.
A social distancing tip.
While the CDC urges you to avoid close contact, like hugging or shaking hands, there are other non-physical ways to say hello. Wave, wink, use sign language, salute, smile, give the peace sign, throw up an air high five, do jazz hands. Remember, stay a minimum of 6 feet or 2 arms length away from others and stay home if you can. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
When it comes to lifestyle, nothing is more important than driving up to your own beautiful home in a gated community called Governor's Club. Please join us and see the incredible architecture and the fabulous people in a club that has over 400 events a year. Please contact us at governorsclub.com. Come to see why all the people that you know and respect have homes in Governor's Club.
Hi, this is Libby Rodenbaugh, and thank you for listening to Radio Concerts on the Hill.
This is 97.9 The Hill, your community radio station, where Hillsboro listens. Streaming live on chapelboro.com.
Watching it blue with her eyes white. And I've seen it too. I know the trains are on time. So good night, Hollywood. Good night, Perry. Good night.
At Carolina, our faculty members inspire students in the classroom and excel at innovation in their research. Join me, Provost Bob Lewin, in meeting members of our esteemed faculty on Focus Carolina, an exclusive program on WCHL sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill.
For more stories like these, check out the complete Focus Carolina series on demand at chapelboro.com.
This hour of the Aaron Keck Show is presented by Tony Hall & Associates, where they don't just list houses, they sell them. Online at TonyHallAssociates.com.
Time is 6:28. You're listening to Radio Concerts on the Hill here on the Live and Local Hour. And tonight we are spotlighting Libby Rodenboe. You know her from her great work with Mipso, but she has just released her debut solo album, Spectacle of Love. It is available now. Check it out. We've got some great music from it, but there's a lot more from the album that we're not playing this hour either. So check it out. Find out more about Libby Rodenboe and her music online at her Bandcamp site, which is just libbyrodenboe.bandcamp.com. And to keep the music going right now, here's more from Libby Rodenboe and the album Spectacle of Love.
Thank you.
your wounds, looking right past the moon.
Rodenbow there with Under the U-Bahn and Country Jam. 6:37 is your time. More from Libby and her new album, Spectacle of Love, after this on The Hill.
This is Orange County Health Director Quintana Stewart. I urge you to follow the statewide and county stay-at-home orders. People with COVID-19 often don't feel sick for 2 to 5 days. That means they are spreading the virus to all of those they come in contact with without knowing it. To help yourself and our community, please stay at home. If you must go out, stay at least 6 feet from others, including when you're standing in line, and please avoid groups. For more information, visit orangecountync.gov/coronavirus.
Want to rent out your home but are just too busy to manage it? Louise Beck Properties makes managing your home simple. With our easy-to-search website, prospective tenants will find your property fast. Online owner accounts help you keep track of your investment 24/7. A friendly and helpful staff will guide you through every step when you decide to buy, sell, or invest. See how easy property management can be. LouiseBeckProperties.com.
Hi, this is Libby Rodenbow, and thank you for listening to Radio Concerts on the Hill.
heart's too small, and I know that you've seen. Don't be mean to me. Never had silk, never had wings, or the wonderful ways of wordless things. Call me a ride, pour me a drink. What do you mean? Some people don't.
Ninety-seven-nine, The Hill.
There from Libby Rodenbow. We've got more from her in the new album Spectacle of Love when Radio Concerts on the Hill continues after this.
For the ones we trust to always be there, for the ones caring for others, for the ones who keep things going no matter where they are, in extraordinary times, extraordinary people step up, like the ones standing guard and standing on the front lines, and the ones who are staying apart while still working together. With your efforts, we will get through this. We're grateful for all you do. Visit Grainger.com for resources that can help as you create your recovery plan. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, get up to a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate when you purchase select SuperStart batteries. With high cranking power and reserve capacity, SuperStart batteries provide all the power your vehicle demands and more. Turn the key with confidence. SuperStart batteries only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, this is Libby Rodenbow, and thank you for listening to Radio Concerts on the Hill.
Waste in
kitchen, little spiders on the wall, leaning in to catch the smell of bed sheets coming up. I cannot believe the sound of the world this morning. Far from the islands, not a mountaintop in sight. But it's a pretty place when it sits a while in your eyes. I cannot believe the sound of the world this morning. I thought that you left your phone behind. Sing its bird song the way it does to make you rise. I waited for the end to come. Why do some things keep
This is 97.9 The Hill, your community radio station, where Pittsboro listens. Streaming live on chapelboro.com.
With my feet below my knees.
That's Olivia Rodenbow there with The Other Side, and that wraps up Radio Concerts on the Kill. All of those songs from this hour off her brand new debut solo album, Spectacle of Love. It's available now. Check it out and get more information on her at LibbyRodenbow.bandcamp.com.